morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Do you want to help with this? All right. So, University of Missouri and Farm Bureau do this every year. We like to recognize those families who have owned a farm for more than 100 years. And here in Taney County, Jimmy and Della Russell completed all the paperwork. They've owned this farm in Taney County since 1919. So that's pretty impressive.
Della doesn't look that old.
What's that?
So she's not that old.
It's been in their
Jimmy
family, so it just has to belong to that family. So we'll recognize them with this plaque. They also have all their paperwork. It was included in a booklet with all of the other farms that were recognized this year. And then they also have a big sign that they can put in front of their farm. So when you go by any of these farms, you'll see they'll be recognized as a century farm as you go along. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tim, would you like to have a stage photo with them or for the paper?
Yeah.
You can actually pull out so you can see the sign.
I don't know. Tim, where do you want it?
Right here. Good.
Okay.
Oh, goodness, I don't know if we'll have to. It's all covered up.
Can I pull it out?
Do you want to pull it out?
Yes.
All right. Then everybody can see it. It's like opening some of my mom's birthday gifts. Where's your knife?
I've got
a good sign.
Hey, you guys all getting there together?
Sure.
Small sheriff.
Awesome. Thank you. Do you want all this stuff, or do you want me to take all the trash here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Della, did you want him the picture with him?
Do what?
Did you want him the picture with him? Did you want him in the picture with you?
He's...
Okay. Okay.
I've done pictures of him when I showed him.
Uh-huh. Thought you might want one you could show to everybody.
Road vacates. I have a letter dated October 3rd, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, vacation of a portion of the Coon Creek Road, file number 19-040, Road and Bridge.
Shelly, did you want to give me background on this, or just?
Sure, yeah, I'll give just one, the minor change from the July meeting. The way we had, at that point in time, whenever you all entered the notice of intent to vacate and set this for hearing, we had prepared the order already, but in talking to the recorder, the way we had it set up was going to be confusing. We were going to have to record a whole bunch of pages that were unnecessary. So basically what I did is I split out, I basically made a master order that approves the order vacating the road, which also approves the quitclaim deeds to the adjoining owners. So you basically have a main order, and then you have a road vacate order that is embedded within that as well, and then the quitclaim deeds. So I think there's a couple ways y'all can handle it. If you approve the master order, that has the effect of approving the order to vacate as well as the quitclaim deed. So I tried to simplify it, even though it may be a little bit more confusing than what you originally had set out.
So if we just approve the master order of vacation of the portion of Coon Creek Road?
It takes care of everything.
It takes care of the subsequent ordering and the quitclaim deed.
Got it.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
Looks fine to me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Mr. Huff might speak to posting. You all have the affidavit of posting in your file. That was the only thing that we really have to do since July.
Is the affidavit?
Of posting.
We've got pictures of it where we posted beginning and end of the road and country road.
Didn't you give Nikki copies of that? I thought so.
It should be in the master file.
Yeah, I think it is. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Should we look to see if there's any remonstrances within the commissioner's
office? Yeah, is there any on here, any remonstrances? You may come forward now.
Move to approve the order. For vacation of a portion of Coon Creek Road, file number 19-040RB.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Does that cover saying master plan?
It's the order that's before us. With that reference number. There's no other title to it.
I just noted he called it master order, so I didn't know.
I refer to it as a master order simply for ease of reference. It doesn't have that distinguishing characteristic anywhere in the order. So.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 456485 through 456558. Warrants 7283 through 7289. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session September 30th, 2019, and executive session for September 30th, 2019.
Move to approve regular session minutes for September 30th, 2019, with corrections.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 30th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal Auto Body Repair Services, number 19115 Road and Bridge, Jim's Auto Body Incorporated Primary, Kivitz Body Shop LLC Secondary.
You guys have any questions on these?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Jim's Auto Body Incorporated and Taney County, labeled as primary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve notice of renewal by and between Kivitz Body Shop and Taney County, labeled as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personal property September report.
Move to approve to add in the personal property September 2019 report for record.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I only have one court order. It is a personal property paid abatement. Abatement number is 300306. It's stating that the 2006 baler was previously overcharged, but 2009 ATV was left off as well. The difference between the two resulted in a refund of 914 back to the taxpayer. It had a difference of 1754 from the overcharge from the bailer, but then had then added the left off on the for the assessed for 840 assessed.
Labels Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 10/7/19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess until 9:30, and we'll be upstairs for planning and zoning roundtable discussion.